Welcome to GamerCast, episode 136.
All right, Paul, and this is our GamerCast for the 26th of October. Yeah, we missed last week's one because Adam wasn't here on the Sunday, and then there was a bit of confusion on the Monday with Donut not being here, and then he was here, and then he did a dungeon. And
before you know it, I walked in and you guys were dragged into some sort of dungeon raid thing.
Yeah, we did Molten Core, but we only did the first three bosses, and then I got fed up with it. Cool. So yeah, that's fun. But we're back this week. So obviously the big news for last week was really World of Warcraft, but we're going to touch on that a bit later on.
Yeah.
For now, we're going to rehash over the news of the last 2 weeks. Little Big Planet, there's obviously been a lot of a
big issue with that.
Hoo-ha about that. So Adam, I don't know if you want to go into that or not.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I will.
Little Big Planet was recalled from release from Sony because they found that all of the audio in it is music tracks. They've got hold of licenses for music tracks. So if you've listened to any of the music tracks for it, for argument's sake, don't put my MacBook in the bin. if you looked at any of the trailers where it's got the take the mic out of, what's that game? Killzone, where it looks like the Killzone 2 trailer and then it starts kicking in. For argument's sake, that is a band called Battles. The standard theme tune that you hear on any of the videos for Little Big Planet is actually the Go Team, which I've seen live. They're quite good. So as you can imagine, there's lots of bands have all had their tracks put on this. And one of the bands that's tracks has been put on, they actually have lyrics from the Quran in it. Actually in the language being played in the background, and it's talking about destruction and destroying and stuff like that. And when Sony found out that that was actually in there, they had it pulled back so that the tracks could be removed. I saw a lot of chatter on forums and stuff about this, and some actual chatter about people who were Muslim and were saying that please don't do the whole Muslim bashing, you know, it's not a big thing, but he said, to be honest,
Muslim, you should be bashing Sony for flipping delaying it. Who cares? I don't give a shit what is in there.
Yeah. The guy said, he goes, to be honest, most Muslims would agree with this point. That
who cares? I got dog slobber all over my keyboard.
Sorry, that came out of my mouth when I was talking.
No, that was the dog earlier on. Oh. Yeah, I had some cake up here and the dog was like
slobbered
all
over
it. While I was playing Fable, it was annoying. It might have been you actually, but the rest of it's the dog.
But yeah, he was saying that he keeps his religion and his normal life separate.
And yeah, you do need to do that with religion, to be honest.
And he said when he goes and does his religion, he's doing his religion. The rest of the time he's playing video games, he doesn't think about his religion. He said the last thing he wants to hear,
dude, don't tell Jesus that.
He doesn't want to hear someone quoting out lyrics in a song from the Quran while he's trying to play a video game. He said it would be like trying to play a PSP while sat in the church. That's how he quoted it. I don't know. To be honest,
PSP? Dude, I have a Nintendo DS when I'm in church.
Yeah. I honestly think it would be weirder if you had some sort of Jesus Bible songs playing on a track. You kind of like, no, I want decent music,
Dude, the thing is, being the Christians that everyone knows we are, I'm sure there are tons of songs which have quotes from the Bible.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's probably quotes from the Bible in minigames. Because it is obviously the Bible is such a fundamental underpinning of a lot of culture in Western Europe especially.
Mm.
And that's probably true for the Middle East, where you've got the Quran, which is such an underpinning of culture. So, you know, it's not surprising you find these things used in places.
But it was more of a panic gut reaction from Sony to pull it quickly, which I think, did a mixture between disappointing a lot of fans and also made the game like.
It also, however, generated a lot of interest in and free advertising for the game.
Yeah. Made it like rocking horse shit because a lot of people wanted it. And also, a certain number of companies in the US, because they. People were purchasing online. Like, if you're in the UK, some people buy their games online from Play.com.
Which, or Game, or okay, Amazon.
But for our Play.com example, they're not based in the UK, they're based in Jersey.
Dude, Jersey is the UK. Okay, but, however, the Channel Islands are excluded from paying VAT.
Yeah.
So, which is why they base their operations there.
But, so obviously, they've got to transport all the way over to England.
Which is why it takes 3 to 5 days to ship the stuff.
Exactly. So, if you're going
to buy... Dude! Mainland UK.
Mainland UK. I said England.
Unacceptable.
They've got to send it out early. Now, in the States,
my Welsh forefathers find that offensive.
Obviously, if you're in the States, you've got to try and get it out to everybody who pre-ordered it on release day. One company got hold of theirs, so before the recall could be done, they'd already mailed them. They were already out in the mail, so quite a few people in the States have already got hold of the original copy.
Well, they've patched it for if you've got the original one, haven't they?
Yeah, so the only way that you're going to be able to hear this content is if you've got the original copy and you never hook it up to the internet. But I doubt if you'd even find the track that they're on about without knowing.
2 lines out of an entire game with probably, what, 30, maybe 40 hours of music?
Yeah.
Well, so, not that much. It would be a bit less than that one. But, you know, you get the point. Who cares?
So, a lot of online websites I had a look at were still quoting the 24th and then changed at the last minute when the noon update was taken out, hoping that people were thinking that they could get away with getting on that day and could pre-order it quickly. I know, like, Games website took away the date and put up a banner in red saying that Sony has recalled this game and they will let them know as soon as Sony gives an official date. Now, obviously, the official date's been released. All the updated websites now are updated, and the official Little Big Planet has put the news item on saying that the UK official release date is going to be the 5th of November. Which is strange for the fact that it's Wednesday, but I presume the fact that it's already been released but recalled and brought back out, that means that they're just getting out as quick as possible.
The thing is, if they released it on the Friday, you know what would happen. Gears of War!
Yeah, they want to get it out before everyone's going up and get it out quick. Because that was the thing, its release date was perfect. It was same day as Fable, but...
Well, Fable was never going to be as big in the news as Gears of War, was it?
But Fable... Fair enough, Fable and Little Big Planet are on two separate consoles anyway. So you've got people who probably only have one console, they're wanting either or. You didn't want it too close to Friday after because you've got Fallout 3 out, and that's on multi-format. In front of Gears of War, is not going to be on both, it's only going to be Xbox exclusive, but you don't want to be trying to release a game when all that thunder's coming out, so... Yeah, interesting. I will be
whatever, watching. A bit silly, really.
Yeah, over some titles.
You know,
I don't see if there was going to be any.
Me being the crazy left winger that I am, it doesn't bother me when a song uses lines from my holy books, like, you know, "The Revolution Betrayed." I don't have a problem with that, unless of course they're charging too much money and not giving it to me for free. Anyway, next week, big stuff for me. Anyway, Microsoft PDC is next week.
Okay.
So that'd be cool. We'll have lots of information on what Live Mesh is going to happen. Apparently, it's going to be renamed to... the rumor is it could be called Windows Live Strata now. And what else? Windows 7...
I saw on your blog that they've actually officially said that the new operating system for Windows is going to be officially 7.
Yeah, but get this. They're keeping the kernel with 6.1. Just flipping put the kernel to 7. Stop being so annoying. Of course, their argument is, it hurt backwards compatibility. My argument is, the stupid applications which do a stupid version check are fucking retarded. Let them break. You know, one of the... To get the certified for Windows Vista and Windows 7 logo, you cannot do a version check. You know, a version check where the installer says, unsupported version, and then cancels out. Despite the fact it would bloody work. So anyway, that'd be interesting. So next week, I will no doubt have some information on Windows Vista SP2, Office 2000, what was it? Office 2007 in SP2, Windows 7, the whole Windows Live stuff and the whole their cloud-based operating system and the mesh operating environment. And of course, Xbox 362. Kidding. Chill, guys. I imagine that the XNA stuff will have a bit of attention as well. So we'll see about that. So game-wise, last week we obviously had a couple of releases.
Yeah. We've had so far.
Actually, it's really, you know, people have been coming into work and saying, "Jesus Christ, what do you expect us to buy all these games?" And we're like, "No, there's too many games." Yeah, so yeah, I mean, we've got Dead Space out. Far Cry 2, which obviously I'm not going to get because I'm still playing Crysis and it's too similar, really.
Yeah.
I doubt I'll get Dead Space for the simple reason I like happy things now. I'm a happy person.
Dead Space does look good just for the fact that for the... One of the key features for horror games is the interface, how you're looking at it. Resident Evil cracked it on the head with the locked cameras and not being able to see it, and that sucked.
That first person for the win.
Yeah, that created the suspense. One of the things they've done for this is they've got completely rid of the UI. If you want to see how much ammo you is on your gun, you push a button and a hologram comes out the gun and shows you how many rounds are. Unless you happen to be able to get a shot where you glance down the side of the gun and you see the number. There's lights going up and down the spine of the suit that the guy's in. That shows you your health. And bar that, any information you need to get comes
from a
hologram.
It's good for your opponents who are behind you. Hey, that guy's got full health. Let's not shoot him yet.
And anything else comes off a hologram for the character there. But apart from that, you can't see anything. So you're not using your computer skills to glance at
stuff. Well, that's definitely the direction a lot of games have gone. It's minimizing the UI. I mean, you know, we sort of saw that in the direction of Halo 3 as well, where instead of it just being a UI plastered on the screen, it was actually the inside of the visor.
Yeah, it was kind of giving you the
So that's the sort of thing we've seen. And
it
like,
was a proper HUD for the character, not HUD for you.
Yeah, and if we take, you know, Fable 2, for example, there's a tiny health bar up in the corner, and then when you're near Sonic, you also get, like, the quick shortcuts to do emotions as well.
Yeah.
But otherwise, that fades off and you don't see it. So, Fight Night Round 3, of course, no health bars in that.
Yeah, just go and buy it. It's very intuitive way. The other great thing about this Dead Space is the fact that
it's scary.
The combat is completely different. You can't just blow something up and attack it.
You
don't have any weapons. You've just got mining tools because you're a mining team. So you're using all your mining equipment to chop off arms and legs because these things are so crazy and strong that you have to basically amputate all the limbs just to keep it still long enough to kill it. Otherwise it would kill you. You would die too quickly before you could kill it. So it creates a really weird atmosphere to it. And some of you have like these weird humanoid scorpions, and basically it's humanoid down to its waist, and then its legs have been stripped of all the skin, molded together and bent over its back like a tail. And they're mutant babies and loads of weird stuff. It's very kind of Event Horizon meets something else sort of feeling.
It's not very nice.
No. Real atmospheric creation there. So if you like your chilly type game, you know, you want to scare the crap out, you turn the lights off, then definite recommendation. Obviously, Far Cry, as we mentioned. I'm kind of curious for that because it seems like it's based in Africa, isn't it, this one?
I don't know, is it?
Yeah, I played the first one partway through and I just kept getting this feeling like it was more about the engine and less about this weird guy that had this Hawaiian shirt on and got taking someone on a boat somewhere and got stuck in the middle of a massive fight and before you know it, you're shooting
everything. I wasn't too keen. I mean, Far Cry 1, don't get me wrong, was a really good game, but I never got into it.
Then they brought out another one where he was going all beast-like and you had weird powers. Is that part of Far Cry 1 or is that something added on? Crazy. It's got my attention, but there's too many other great games for me to wanting to buy before I can start going into that. I think there's been a few other titles in DS, Wii, and
yeah,
Set Life.
Fable 2, so next week obviously is Fallout.
Yeah. Fallout 3 multi-release on PS3, Xbox, and PC.
Week after that, we've got Little Big Planet and Gears of War.
Yep.
Also, Guitar Hero, I think it's the 7th as well.
Yeah, I believe so. Cause it's
if it's not the 7th, it's the 14th.
I saw it advertised. It's the World Tour version, isn't it? So... have a look what's left to come.
Dude, hurry up, dude.
Yeah, so we've dude. Got... sorry, that's me jumping back in. Yeah, Guitar Hero World Tour 19 days. It's out on the 14th of November. So, yeah, there's a few more yet to come. And I'm trying to look, and all I'm getting is these weird messages in the bottom right corner of my screen because Paul's typing to make it come up on my Mac. Obviously, we've got Wrath of the Lich King. Stop it. Coming up, which is going to be pretty cool. Midnight Club came out on multi-release. Not a major big fan of that series, but yeah. Pro Evolution Soccer 2009 was out. Saints Row 2.
Even dedicated Pro Evo fanboys have admitted it's not very good this year.
Yeah. Another game which I'm still unsure about. This might be a purchase for me. Only because I'm a fan, but I gotta wait for it to be dirt cheap, and that's the new Spider-Man Web of Shadows.
Meh.
I gotta have a look to see what it plays like. It might be a great Spider-Man game. It seems to be the only superhero game they ever do well, but lately after number 3, they really screwed it up, which I didn't like too much. I just realized there's a James Bond. Quantum Solace game as well, which I'm kind of like, that came under the radar pretty quick. I'm sure that's one of those quickly thrown together games, you know.
Nobody cares about James Stupid Bond.
Yeah, definitely.
The man should be locked up.
Damn right. What else we got? I can't remember what's been coming out on the Wii. I must admit, since I got rid of my Wii, I've not really paid much attention to the format.
You better not be using my flipping network. You are, aren't you, you cheeky git.
Day of Crisis, Disaster. Wii Music yet to come out as well, and Animal Crossing.
Meh.
And Star Wars Clone Wars is coming out on that. New Rayman TV. Call of Duty World War. I must admit.
14th of November, I do believe.
Yeah, I'm still surprised that they've gone back to the...
Well, it's done by, what are they called?
It was another team, wasn't it?
It's done by, what are they called, dude? The ones who aren't Infinity Ward.
Yeah.
Let me think. Treyarch or something? Isn't it Treyarch?
Mm.
Treyarch, I don't know. Whatever they are. The other people. The ones who did Call of Duty 3. I.e. the one which wasn't very good.
Bioshock.
Apparently the PS3 version's really buggy.
And
then it's got really big performance issues.
MotoGP 08 as well.
Oh, that's the Capcom one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dude, for Xbox people... don't get it, you know. We're used to the Climax Motorsport one.
Mm. Yeah, you have to be really careful that there's multiple versions. It was like that with the Xbox. Everyone was ramping and raving about the new Xbox One, and then there was a PlayStation 2 release, and everyone thought it was just as same version.
Everyone thought it was the same game, but it wasn't, because the Xbox versions were much more simulation and much more, in my opinion, higher quality.
Yeah.
I mean, the original MotoGP on the Xbox was one of the Xbox Live beta demos we had.
Yeah, but it wasn't a port either, so...
No, it's done by a different company.
Yeah.
It was done by Climax Road, based in the UK, whilst the other one's done by Capcom, based in Japan, and they probably have giant robots in it and stuff. Going along the racetrack, and then a giant robot comes out.
I've just been killed by a giant robot.
Red Alert 3 is on Friday as well.
Yeah, Red Alert 3. I'll just get into the PC section.
Damn, your slow PC section. It should be number one, dude.
Yeah, Red Alert 3. Were you a big Red Alert fan? Were you... See, Tiberian Sun...
Tiberian Sun was good.
And the...
If they got out a year before, it would have been much more appealing. I'm not a fan of how they've gone Red Alert...
with the Japanese and the mech robots and stuff.
Well, not so much that, but just a ridiculous storyline of it. I've gone over this dozens of times in the past. I'm not repeating myself now.
We've also got, at the end of November 21st, we've got Grand Theft Auto 4 is out on PC.
Is that branded Games for Windows?
Yes, it is.
Good.
Yep, Games for Windows. And also,
what about Mac binaries for it? Any Mac binaries for it?
It's not screaming anything.
No. I'm sorry, Adam.
I've already got it on the Xbox. I don't need it on my Mac. I didn't buy this to play that many video games. Actually, the only games I've got on here is Spore, which I can't be able to take off just in case I ever get stuck somewhere and I don't have net access and I want to play a game. And
Spore, what a crap game.
Exactly. Worst game ever, I think.
It's just boring, isn't it?
It's just... It's I've worn it out the first day. It seemed cool, and I was like, yeah, I want to get to the bit where I want to create my own empire and I can really start carving.
I mean, it's like more of these dreadful, boring missions.
Yeah.
And it's just, whatever.
Because a lot of people were a bit worried about Little Big Planet because the original demo, I remember watching the original videos of what it looked like to how it looks now, and they were saying that they feel like they may have gone the wrong direction and ruined it, but the texture environment and everything like that has added another element and brought other people to the fan base of the game. So it's worked well. And we were thinking the same thing about Spore, but the difference is it didn't deliver.
Well, the problem with Spore is it's boring.
Yeah, it didn't do what it said on the box. It was too linear. But yeah, there's some pretty good games, and they're all coming out pretty quick. There's still quite a lot left for up to Christmas, but a lot of them are still unconfirmed release dates. Lara Croft and some other ones.
What's that legend? What was it? Underworld or something?
Yeah, where it's underwater or something like that.
No, I think that's the 14th of November. I think.
But, yeah, there's still plenty of good games coming out. I must admit, Sarah's already told me not to buy too many, put some on the list for Christmas. So I must admit that's the reason why I am personally trying to make my decision between Fable or Fallout 3. And I'm thinking maybe Fallout 3 and then go back to
Fable. Well, you know what direction I've gone?
Yeah.
Fable. Yeah. I don't really want to play a game like Fallout at the moment, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm kind of like excited about it. I bought my mate's copy.
Bethesda should not be wasting time doing games like Fallout. They should be doing the Elder Scrolls.
Yeah. But for someone who's done the Elder Scrolls, a good team to put the hands of Fallout into. You don't think so?
No, because you knew the animation's going to be terrible.
I was going to say that.
Anyway, let's crack on with the bulk of our show this week, which is
World of
the
Warcraft.
World of Warcraft 3.0.2 release.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam, why don't you talk about that? I'll have a nap.
No. You're going to help me on this one. Yeah, so it basically bunk of content ready for...
Let's just skim over it really quickly. I'm tired. I want to go to bed, and I got stung by a wasp yesterday.
You got stung by a wasp?
Yeah, while I was at work.
That probably was painful.
Well, no, I was talking to this woman about something or other, and I felt this something just hit the back of my arm. I thought it was just like a bit of, you know, I don't know what it was, just something on the back of my arm. So I went like that, and of course it was a wasp. And I realized that when my finger had swollen up and I had this huge pain. However, I was unable to get the day off work, like sick or anything. So
you're not majorly allergic, are you?
I did need my finger amputated, but other than that, it's okay.
Yeah, so for new features, we've got the achievement system, which seems that...
Achievements are cool, but, you know, meh, whatever.
As far as I'm concerned, they're there, and you kind of... It reminds you of something that you've done.
To be honest, I don't feel like playing World of Warcraft. I think I'm done with it.
Really?
I'm done with it, yeah.
You're smirking. I can tell.
Well, I'm done with it for a few days.
Yeah,
for a few days. I didn't play it much yesterday or the day before. I just logged in to check what was going on, and apparently there's been these massive zombie outbreaks in all the cities and everything. And as fun as that is, I just think I just can't be bothered at the moment. I don't want to do anything more with Dinadal. I just want to play with my noobs, with Catherine, who's never playing it. So
Well, you can always get one of your characters up and help me a bit more.
Well, I will when they get there, but Catherine's not on to play to get them up there.
Yeah, so achievement system.
Because I've still got. We have to do Kalimdor with our level 30s. We want to visit all the, Halloween things. That has to be done by the end of the week. And Kalimdor would be quite difficult because there's three or four regions which are a higher level than we are. And there's also the level our level 50s have to do both continents as well. And yeah. Dinadal has to do Outland still as well.
Because
you get quite a bit of experience in doing it. That's why we did it. We went up two levels just for doing Eastern Kingdoms. Well, about 1.5 levels. Because we've obviously got our triple experience as well.
Cool. Should I continue?
No, I want to say something first. One, paladins are massively overpowered.
Damn right. Oi! I'm kicking ass.
It's going to get nerfed, dude. Don't celebrate.
No, I know. It's only for a short period
of time. It's absolutely ridiculous. I did some arenas last week. Well, the day after the patch, actually. When was that? That was the week before, wasn't it? Yeah, and it was me and Dragonstar. So we're both, high-end players. I've got Season 4 gear. Well, two bits of Season 4, the rest of Season 3. Dragonstar's all one Season 4, the rest of Season 3. And we came across some paladins in Season 2 gear. And we didn't make a dent. It was two paladins as well. Two paladins never works in arenas. And now they're there kicking butt.
I must admit, even once they balanced
them out. That was after we flipping came across, after doing our 5v5s, we came across some stupid paladin who, with a bot, who used it in the arena, and his teammates were four shamans, all controlled by him. So, of course, he put them all in the corner. When we're in range, zap, and that's it. And it's like, urgh. So we've got these damn people with bots in the arenas now, and then we've got paladins as well.
When you say bots, you mean they've got several accounts, or is it something that's...
Well, yeah, they would have several accounts, or they would be using somebody else's account. And they have their bot, and they press fire, and all four shamans do the chain lightning at once, which obviously downs quite a lot of things.
Mm. Yeah, shame that.
The first we came out the door, I saw like 50 totems all across my screen. And it's like, uh-oh, we're against the shaman.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when we saw them, we realised it was a bot.
I must admit, the system for the paladin has changed quite a lot to make it actually quite simple for the controls.
I've got a paladin, he's level 6.
I'm finding it much easier to use a lot of my control system for simpler stunning, stopping people run away, healing myself, or adding more manta to myself. And then you've got the little ones I don't need to touch. And those are the blessings that are specific for different types of people. So some of them I'll use myself, the rest of them are to put on other people so they don't get
kings,
much aggro.
Please. Can I have kings, please? Dude, give me kings.
Kings.
Yeah, 10% boost to all stats.
Yes.
Give now.
The helmet.
Cast it, dude.
Yeah. I've got that.
Cast it.
I'm using the one that keeps bumping up my mana at the moment because my armor is just holding steady all the time now. To the point I don't need it, so I either run in and I try not to use too much mana, and I've got the healing on him to heal me, and I've got my healing on myself, so every time he hits me there's a chance I'll get automatically healed, or I let myself get hardcorely smashed to pieces and I constantly have my mana recharged, and I wait until I'm at half health and then I just heal myself and I'm back to full on both, and I can just, as long as I don't jab too many buttons too quickly and I don't run out of mana, I can survive most things. Yeah, pretty cool. So saying the achievements, wild range of stuff. The good thing I like about it is stats. It says like how many people have you killed, how much gold you've got,
gold.
I do like that. It does add another element.
Especially your average gold income per day as well.
Yeah, it does help a lot. And you get stuff, achievements for things that you've already done, already got. As well as it gives you a choice of something else to do. You can look at the achievements and go, oh, I won't mind that. So you go off and it gives you something to do because you want to receive that achievement. If not, you just carry on as normal and you just receive these achievements for doing stuff. They've added the new talents, including up to 51-point talents. So, obviously, it's a real pain in the ass if you cannot if you never pay attention to your talents and you like the way you spec because you've got to try and think how the hell you were spec last time. As well as a lot of things are removed, quite a lot of my stuff was removed from the Paladin because it doesn't exist anymore. If it does, it's in another talent tree which I don't use. So I had to rethink that.
They've messed Hunters up, dude.
Yeah.
Hunters have been messed up.
New profession.
2 seconds steady shot. 2 seconds? What the hell?
New profession inscription, which...
My highest critical hit since the patch has only been about 2,200 damage. That's a joke. I used to be able to hit for 4,000 damage on a crit.
Player calendar, that's not too bad, is it?
The guild calendar is epic. Obviously, you don't... A lot of the stuff we've got on our calendar is sort of like level 60 and up. So obviously you don't see much stuff on our calendar, but yeah, we've been using the calendar. It's good because you can invite your guild mates to it to go to specific events, then they can specify if they're coming or not, so that helps. Mm.
Yeah, I do like it, just for the fact that if I wanted to do a dungeon, I could say, right, I want to do a dungeons day and invite you and everybody else to come help me, and I can find out whether or not you're going to bother to turn up or not. Which is cool. 2 new arenas.
I've yet to see these arenas.
Yep, which are pretty cool. Ring of Valor and Dalaran Sewers.
I've yet to see these arenas.
Barbershop.
I did 12 matches. I haven't seen any of them.
So I've been to the...
I've been to
the
barbershop. I trimmed my beard a bit, and then I trimmed it back to how it was, because I just wanted the achievement.
I went in...
Brandy went in.
I've changed his colour a bit more. He's a bit more of a ginger dwarf than he was before. Trimmed the back of the hair up and got a bit in a ponytail, and I've trimmed the beard up so you can see the tabard, because the tabard was always hidden unless you wore a helmet, and I've taken the helmet off view now, so I've always got the helmet on but you can't see it. But I've got this really cool kind of like metal helmet that is just this band that goes round, so I put that back on a view because I can see his face. Pet storage, yeah, pet and mount storage has been changed.
Yeah,
so
we've doubled for hunters and stuff like that. There's the pet stables are now like twice the size. And like I said on the previous episode, all mounts and all that now live in your sort of like a spell book type thing, where they're summoned out of this it's like storage on your personnel tab, really. And they just live in there.
Stormwind gets a new harbour and new Horde Zeppelin towers, so all ready for getting over to the new island.
I'm a bit disappointed though. Because although they needed to address the balance, because the Horde can get all around Horde land no problem at any level, the Alliance was always difficult to get Kalimdor to the Eastern Kingdoms unless you were high enough level. But you had to walk through the wetlands.
Yeah.
And for low level characters, that's obviously quite a hike. But now they've redirected the boat from Morbordine to Stormwind, so you don't have to go to Menafon Harbour anymore to get over to Kalimdor.
Yeah, which really does help, because if you go to the wetlands,
I think it's been nerfed.
Wetlands, you go to more the higher level, like the Barrens and stuff like that. So I think it's a good
idea.
Well,
the wetlands is a level section above the Barrens. You might argue it's like the southern Barrens, maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it was a nice thing, cause especially if you're leveling up and you're an elf and you want to be able to join the rest of your friends who are
in Stormwind.
You can just get over to Stormwind quite quickly, and yeah, everyone can get together really fast. Also, new hunter and pet talents.
The pet talents work really well.
Yeah.
Plus there's lots of options as well. So for example, my pet can now bring itself back to life with full health. 3 minute cooldown on that. And it can also lick its wounds, which heals itself over the course of like 5 seconds.
That's cool.
There's loads of different ways you can do it. I went for those particular talents.
Casting spells have been changed.
Yeah, there's no longer like separate things for healing and
The first
it's
hit
all spell power now. Isn't it?
The first hit and the second hit will add 5 seconds to each of the casting time. After that, nothing will affect it.
But that's good, because obviously being a hunter, especially now my steady shot is a 2 second cast. I don't want some noob hitting me and knocking my
down. It got to the point that if I got hit on,
it gets
attack,
to the point where you just can't. Where you've got several mobs around you, even low-level mobs, and you just can't cast anything.
Yeah, so it means that everyone gets 2 hits on you, and eventually you'll hit your spell. Same with casting, channeling. So yeah, there's some things have been rebalanced and changed quite a bit for it. And then there's massive lists for all of the different characters, so everybody has got to like re-go through everything and check where everything's been changed on the characters. But nothing wrong with that, and to be honest, it's the perfect time to be doing it, ready for the new expansion. So,
well, that's what it's for. This is the expansion patch to get everyone ready for it.
Yeah. So really, Lich King is here. This is, if you're not going to buy the expansion, this is already the content you'll be getting. You
won't, well, it is Lich King. If you actually start WoW up, it says Lich King now.
Yeah. Which is pretty
I
cool.
I do like the new...
animated background.
The new log on screen. It is really nice. Plus, the soundtrack for the screen is really good as well.
Mm.
You know, before it had just a fairly quick loop of the...
music.
Just a WoW theme, but now it actually goes on for quite a bit. It's got the Lich King theme in there. The old Warcraft free theme makes an appearance.
It made a nice change because it was just a nice piece of artwork that was done for the opening of the box that was used on the log-on screen originally of showing the portal gate. And it just showed you this weird place and you could see the land. And it was basically saying, you're coming into the portal to join us in the world of Warcraft. Then obviously it was changed because that portal had Burning a meaning Crusade. Because of Burning Crusade. So I think it was a good opportunity to step away from that classic logo of the portal now and go to something different. So, yeah, pretty cool. Like that. Lich King is out on the... Is it 14th or 11th?
14th, isn't it?
Yeah, 14th. So,
well, it might even be the 12th or something.
I'm going to have to look because I've completely forgotten. As well as we've seen that on the website, they've announced a website for you to be able to... Oh, no, it's 13th.
It's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, out on the 13th. On the website, they've released a link to a part of the site that allows you to buy custom-made t-shirts for your guild. So you can have your guild tabard banner on, and it says who you are, what guild you belong to, what server you're on. If you're
Steel Paladin, Wheel Cartel.
If you're Horde or Alliance,
I like
Paladin.
My goblin buddies.
So mine would be Brinley, Steel
Wheel
Cartel.
Noob, apparent dwarf.
Yeah. Paladin.
Keep your feet on the ground.
So you can have it all put onto here, there, and everywhere, whatever you want, sort of thing. So that's quite a nice touch. I think that would work out really well for a lot of fans.
It costs money, though.
Hardcore fans that go to BlizzCon will really love that. Yeah, so you want to talk about Pivotal 2?
Oh, did I?
Yeah, put that on the end.
Okay, well, let's just review the WoW changes.
Cool. Yeah, go on. I've got something else to add in afterwards as well.
WoW, the new patch is good. Everyone should download it, like they've got a choice. But there's obviously a few balance issues I think they need to address, like paladins being overpowered. They just need to tone the retribution paladins down a smidge, because in arenas they just kick butt now. It's like no class can go head to head with a paladin anymore.
Yeah.
Before, paladins were weak targets. They didn't do much damage, but they had good survivability.
Mm.
Now they do shitloads of damage, and they've still got really good survivability. You know, their health goes down, they hit their shield, they heal themselves, and by that time you're 10% health.
A lot of people weren't liking paladins. They just didn't... You didn't do what it said on the box. You just were good surviving tanks. Now they are make a really, really good tank. But like you said...
I think what we need to do is retribution paladins need to lose their shield.
You think?
Yes. That shield. When you're in an arena and a paladin puts a shield up, that's it. Because, you know, they're going to be full health and you're at 10% health or whatever.
A shield, or you mean the bubble shield?
The bubble shield.
Yeah. Which it's not even spec'd because I'm on protection spec and I have that.
Although, you know, holy paladins definitely need that shield.
Yeah.
Because that's the point of a holy paladin. You know, somebody who can just stay alive for quite a while and heal everything. But for the damage classes, it's really bad.
Protection, it works quite well, I mean, because I've got mine set up through protection spec, so it doesn't affect me, it affects you. So if you're coming along with me, if I put it up, I don't receive any damage, I can still hit, but anybody in a set distance from me who's in my team or guild receive the same shield, so they're all protected. So it's quite good at that key moment where no one wants to get walloped at that last second, so which is quite useful. But like you said, the balance issues need to be sorted so that people can at least go toe-to-toe with them.
Graphics have also been upped quite a bit.
Yeah, definitely.
The view, like I said just a couple of months ago, WoW needs a view distance slider. We've got it, and the game looks incredible. You can see Blackrock Mountain from Elwynn Forest. You can see Blackrock Mountain from the Gates of Ironforge. It's really, you know, they've really pushed it out there. Just going around Outland, you know, it just looks incredible, the difference now since you got the bigger view distance. Also got real-time shadows now. There's, you know, several ways you can do that. You could just have the shadows on characters, or you can put real-time shadowing on all the buildings and everything as well, which is obviously quite a big performance hit as well. So not everyone will be doing that.
No.
But yeah, it looks a lot nicer. What did you have to say?
Yeah, another game that came to my attention a while ago, and I received a link from the company that are doing it because I'm on their mailing list. BioWare, because I'm a big fan of BioWare's game Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh god!
They did announce that they were going to do a massive multiplayer game based in a similar time period, and they have Star Wars: The Old Republic, which is going to be a new massive multiplayer game that's in production at the moment. Stylistically,
is that published by Sony by any chance?
No, it's got nothing to do with the Sony one. It's specifically between BioWare and LucasArts. It's going to be a different style of massive multiplayer game, with the fact that
different style, aka they dumbed it down so anyone can play it.
It's more about the story and less about the quests. I won't go into major amount of detail if you go on the website, which goes through quite a lot. Basically, they're pushing in the forwards of you choose characters based in the Galactic Republic, Sith Empire, the Jedi Order, or Sith Lords. But also, with you using a similar structure for the Knights of the Old Republic game, where depending on the actions and the way that you do the quests that you are given, especially in that game, would determine whether or not you were going to go good side or dark side. You know, someone asks you to do something, you go get it, you decide to keep it for yourself and kill him. Or some guy comes in and goes, I really need money, they're going to kill me and my wife. Do you give them the money? Do you take the bounty for killing that person? Those options change and you end up choosing...
Like Fable.
Yeah, similar to like Fable. They're actually basing this in this game, and you also get...
Oh, dude, I have to add this to my show notes. What is it?
Star Wars The Old Republic. You also get a...
Star Wars. Lol.
You also get a companion, which is a...
A dog, like Fable.
A little bit like Fable, but he's actually a real person.
Old Republic.
And they...
Is that right?
Yeah. They join you on your story, and he's very much story-driven about your character and how your character goes about doing what he's doing.
Like Urkel.
So... the other thing is, if you're starting to go down a route to the dark side, and this person is very driven towards the Force and being on the light side of the Force... they can actually go against you.
You offend me. The light side of the Force. Don't you mean the gay side of the Force?
Well, you want to be a Sith Lord, do you?
The Sith are gay as well. I'm going to be an epic wind Dinnendal hunter and lord of the jungle, man. Predator style. Predator versus Star Wars.
In a loincloth.
Predator versus Star Wars. Aliens versus Predator versus Luke Skywalker. Of course, Predator would win.
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker will be there faffing around with his Force trying to find the Predator and then stab in your face, Mark Hamill himself.
So yeah, I could go into it for ages. I haven't gone through it. I literally just found, I knew about it, but I found that the website is up and running, so you can go check that out. It is at basically the abbreviation for Star Wars The Old Republic, so it is www.swtor.com. Go check that out if you're a big Star Wars fan. I'm looking forward to that coming out because I'm a bit disappointed with the changes made to Star Wars Galaxy, so this is going to be a big thing for me. To be honest, I'm going to be quite happy with jumping back and forwards between WoW and Warhammer, depending which one mood I'm in, but with the way WoW has been changed for the patch, it's brought me back 110%. So
Warhammer has been uninstalled from my machine.
City of Heroes, absolutely great, but has lost its following big time. Obviously, there's a new game being created by the same people, which is very comic book style, and is also being released on Xbox 360 as well, because the gaming system is so unique. It's able to be played on an Xbox as well as a PC. And then also the new Star Wars. So, massive multiplayer games are developing, they're looking good, and the quality of graphics for this, it is very stylistic. It looks absolutely lush. It's like a painting in front of you. It's a very weird way of going about it, but I think they've tried to take a page out of Blizzard's book in the fact that don't try and go uber graphics for your game. Make it look like a beautiful painting. Make it look stylistic. and that's what they're going for on this. So yeah, definitely looking forward to that. Wake up, Paul. Your turn.
Fable 2, 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enough said.
Enough said.
Right. Obviously, there are a few things which concern me about Fable 2 to start off with. One, is that stupid dog going to be really annoying? The answer is no. The dog actually kicks ass. You know, back a year ago or 2 years ago when Peter Molyneux was on about, oh, making this companion which you like and blah, 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 he pulled it off. The dog is a brilliant asset in Fable 2. Honestly, I think all games should have a pet with you now as well. It's, you know, it makes a really, really big change from WoW, where my cat is just this cat who stands still unless I tell it to do something. This dog is jumping around, going around sniffing things, rolling around on its back. So that's really cool. The dog is not annoying. You know, you're running along, the dog doesn't get in the way. Well, it does, but, you know, it doesn't slow your character down or whatever. So that's so cool. So dog, cool. Graphics. Graphics are fantastic. Obviously, it would be nice if it was high resolution, but I've been playing too much Crysis, that's the trouble.
Yeah.
I've only played it for maybe an hour and a half, so I'm a little ways through the storyline, and it looks interesting so far. I've managed to get married and have a kid and buy a house, so that's cool. Although I think, you know, I did that really early on in the game.
Yeah, where it took a while before you actually... There was one wife that you would bump into because it was part of the quest. You could go find a woman beforehand, but this one was specific in Fable, I remember.
Well, yeah, I spent 5 minutes chatting her up, and then she said she'd marry me if I got her a ring. So I was like, yeah, whatever. And I literally, that was like an hour into the game I did that.
Yeah.
You know, the first half hour or so, you're playing as a kid. And then there's obviously events which... Same as Fable, where the village got burned down. There's events which go from the storyline of when you're a kid, which is why you're so annoyed now, and you know that's what leads the storyline later on. I won't reveal what it is, but I must say it's actually quite well done, I think.
So far from playing the game, they mentioned...
I was actually a bit surprising. I didn't expect that to happen. I just, you know...
Through the development of the game, they said that there was...
Dude, a connection... what are you looking at now?
They said that there was a connection to... Fable 1 with the setting and stuff, as it should.
Oh yeah, it's in the same blend. Obviously it's 400-500 years later, so it looks a hell of a lot different.
Yeah.
Like, for example, now they got rid of the wooden fences. They took them down and replaced them with stone walls.
And you can hop over them.
Yeah. So yeah, it's you're no longer going down set paths anymore. Although there are paths there, obviously, you can, you know, do a bit of wandering off. It's not as open as Oblivion, but you know.
Mm.
It doesn't feel enclosed like it used to. So yeah, like I said, I'm a bit concerned about the economy as well, because I managed to raise a good 15,000 gold in only like half hour. And you know, for a WoW player, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
15,000 gold. Jesus Christ, that's free epic flying mount trainings for my characters.
I think I've actually got to my highest gold now. I'm on 27 gold. I think it's my record highest, because I'm always needing it for something whenever I'm playing.
Combat is really good. I've yet to master magic, though.
Because before it was magic, bow, and sword.
That's what it still is. You've still got the three buttons, melee, ranged, and magic.
But now, instead of it just always being a bow, you've got the ability of having
Well, yeah, you've got more weapons, but it's still ranged combat.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, firearms now instead of just bows, because it's later. The world feels really rich. You know, people are running around. There's kids being annoying. There's chickens hanging around which you need to kick. You know, I think there's an achievement for kicking so many chickens. I'll have to find out. So that's cool. Audio is good as well.
It sounded good. I must admit, it sounded busy, like you were in a street and then you were out and you're in the countryside.
Yeah, like I said, it is really rich, especially when you're in like Bowerstone, which is the major town. That's good. What else? It's good. Cooperative, you know, there's cooperative play in there, but it's nowhere near like the caliber we saw in like Gears of War, where you literally just press a button and boom, you're in the game, playing through the single player like you did before. It's much more...
You're helping someone out.
It's much more you're just sort of hanging out together for a bit.
Yeah.
than it is actually playing through the whole game together, because obviously you might want to go different paths and different routes through the game. So it's, there's a few issues with it as well. The camera is a bit annoying when you're doing that, because you lose control of the camera if you're like doing that. So that's annoying. You also lose first person, which is annoying as well.
I think from the looks of it, from what you showed me, is trying to really push that this is not your game. This is
their game. Someone else's game, which you're just hanging around.
You're the hired thug. You're the lower level than them. You're just there to help. So it
Really
just shows
it wasn't my character going into their world.
Yeah,
it was me making a random character. I don't know if that's simply because my character's level was so much lower than theirs, and so it made me create like a new thing or not, but. It just allows you to sort of visit somebody else's world for a bit.
Yeah.
And actually, following around a city is really boring. It's only for combat where it really gets
in. Yeah, I think it really kind of says you are stuck somewhere, you keep dying. You're not that, you know, you're good at the game, but you just, this bit, you just keep dying on. An extra gun and sword at your side would be brilliant. So you
might
just
help. Well, they do increase the amount of dudes you face in combat when you do that. So it's not, you can't just bring your buddy along to pwn everything.
Yeah. It balances the game out.
So that's cool. One thing that, which is neat, is when you're just walking around doing a single player by yourself, you can see all your friends playing Fable. Like, so if your friend playing Fable is in the same place as you are, you can see a sort of green orb representing where they are, and you can interact with them as well. You can either invite them to join your world or join their world, or you can send them a gift or something like that.
That's quite cool. A unique way of saying
the fact you can, even though they're not really there, but you can see, oh look, there's Ian there, he's been at the blacksmith for 20 minutes, he must be trying to get a bit of money.
Yeah,
so this is, you know, that's really
a
interesting,
a good way of making a single player game seem like massive multiplayer, because
you can see where all your friends are.
Yeah, but you're too busy doing your own thing, and if you want to join them you can, but at the same time you're not having to do this massive connecting onto a server. You're playing your game. If your mum decides to unplug the internet, it's not going to screw up the game. The orbs will just disappear, I'm guessing. You know, it's not vital that you have to be on the net. It's just a feature that helps broaden your horizons in the game.
Yeah, it's cool. The first time I saw it, I was playing as a kid, and I saw a green thing go past, and it had a word above it. So I looked at it, it said shopping tub. And I was like, wow. Then it hit me what was going on, and that shopping tub is doing the exact same bit I am with this little kid. And it's like, whoa, that's really cool.
Yeah. Nice feature for that.
If I just sort of ran away before he tried to interact with me, because I wanted to finish it and get out of there.
Yeah, no, I do like that.
That's cool. Fable 2, must-have game, 5 out of 5.
It's on my definite get list. It's just what order I buy my games in.
I really like it. I wasn't a huge fan of the first Fable either. I thought it was good, I never got into it.
I was absolutely amazing fan of it, went all the way through, went super good, completed it, went back, did super bad, never got to the end, lost interest after a while, because I found that
being bad isn't all it's cracked up to be.
There wasn't enough grey. It was black and white, and while you were in the black section doing the dark, you could still see the other choices, and it was very, there weren't enough choices, where I found like playing Knights of the Old Republic,
it was
there
much more subtle.
So many subtle changes. You might find yourself going to the dark side and then you come back again. And you could come back at the last minute like you would in a story or whatever. It gave that more sense of...
The fact is, it works by a scoring system similar to what they did in Black and White series as well. Because you know what Peter Molyneux is like with good and evil. So there's basically a score out of 100... So you're 100 good or 100 bad, and the more good things you do, the bigger your score gets. So once your score gets really big, you'd have to do a hell of a lot of bad to get bad. So once you're down that path, you're really there for a while, unless you're willing to do the exact amount of evil things that you did to be good, you know, to get back over there.
Yeah, which is good. It is a good way of playing the game, and also the fact if you ignore it, it's amazing how your character turns out if you just play the game and ignore everything. But yeah, that's pretty cool. So yeah, Fable 2.
Must have game, 5 out of 5, not set.
Finally out.
And the dog is really cool.
I do like the fact that it's come out quite a lot with Fallout 3's got the dog, doesn't play as much integral part. And they did say that once a dog dies, that's it. No more dog. But it was the same with the horse, so I'm thinking maybe you can buy another dog.
My dog was hurt. Was limping around and it was hurt and I was like, oh no, my dog. And then I fixed it using my epic powers.
Cool.
Of course you can interact with a dog with all the players in the world and how they like you is all this and that, and that's what's, you know, that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
It's Fable 1, only 10 times better.
Yeah. Would you say that...
Plus, there's, I mean, like you said, it's set in the same world. There's also hints of, like, the old... Back in the old days when there were heroes and magic, because all that's sort of gone out of fashion.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's still all the, you know, references to it and all that.
Yeah, because...
Including a hero, a little boy whose village was burned down when he was a little kid, and then he grew up to seek revenge. He was mentioned in it.
Which, obviously, you realise...
Which, obviously, was
the character...
What you're playing as is Fable 1, yeah.
Because in that one, everyone was training to be heroes. You were at a guild that trained you to be a hero, sort of thing. So it was always because they were always playing on the word fable, about a fable of heroes, sort of thing. And no, it sounds really good.
It is.
You might twist me over to buying that before I get Fallout 3.
It's good. Right. So next week, I take it you're going to be talking about Fallout 3, maybe.
Yep, if I get Fallout 3, talking about that, obviously we'll have to wait until the show after before I can talk about Little Big Planet.
Oh crap, we didn't do letters this week, we'll do them next week, because it's only, yeah, we had a couple of crap letters from that stupid Alex G dude, with his fake email address he put in, thanks a lot. Yeah, but there's another one in there which we sort of covered anyway, but we'll read that next week.
Sweet. All right.
See you next week.
See you next week.
After PDC. Woo.
Yeah, you can talk all about that.